That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
And you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to do a couple things in this segment to keep moving the show along. The first one is something we've been doing with Brad for quite some time now. We like to get to what we missed during the week because there's always a lot of stuff to cover. I took almost a 2-week vacation. I missed a few things.
Couple.
Most of all, I missed you. Not you, Ryan.
Oh, you were looking at me when you said it.
No, I wasn't. Intentionally. I was looking at the camera and to the people listening. I did miss you. I missed being here, and I was very glad to be back. I was excited to get back into the studio to talk to you about everything that's been going on. But there's a lot of stuff, and it's easy to leave things behind and go, oh, my gosh, yeah, we never even talked about this.
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
All right, so the first clip here I have is of Senator Kennedy, and he was grilling the acting director of the FBI.
Is there any doubt in your mind or in the collective mind of the FBI that President Trump was shot in the ear by a bullet fired by the assassin Crooks?
Senator, there is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind, former President Trump was hit with a bullet and wounded in the ear. No doubt, there never has been.
You're sure?
Yes.
It wasn't a space laser.
No.
It wasn't a murder hornet.
Absolutely not.
It wasn't Sasquatch.
Sasquatch?
No, Senator.
It was a bullet.
It was a bullet, Senator. 100%.
Fired by Crooks.
Yes, sir.
That hit President Trump in the ear and almost killed him.
100%, Senator.
I think Sasquatch is the sponsor for Saucy Nugs.
Saucy Nugs, brought to you by Sasquatch.
He was out there in his little G-string.
There's a guy out there
trying to sell you Saucy Nugs.
There's a guy out there.
In between the order speaker in the actual window, like that, you know, there's still time.
There's a guy out there looking for a name for his barbecue company, and he's like, that's it. And then Annie just ruined it. It's like Sasquatch in a G-string.
Did you know that there's a person begging out here in your drive-thru? No, he's not begging for anything other than your attention,
which apparently he has. John, Senator Kennedy definitely belabors the point of what actually happened, mm-hmm. and taking away, you know, whenever they're like, you know, it could have been shrapnel. It could have been, you know, something that was hit by a bullet that hit him. He might not have actually been shot. You just have to throw that out there one time for the internet trolls to be able to go, well, you don't actually know. And they just put it out there, and then it ticks off everybody who has any brain cells of common sense. And it just diverts the attention. So I think Kennedy belabored the point on purpose in the way that Senator Kennedy is capable of doing. But
if we didn't have the whole thing on video with a still shot of the bullet going by
that
his ear,
is wild.
Yeah.
Then, okay, ask some questions. But these questions are easily debunked by things that are readily available.
The thing that blows my mind is the intent on people to, like, maybe it wasn't a bullet. Like, does it matter if it hit him, if it didn't hit him?
Change?
Like, somebody was shooting at him.
That's like not even the point of the conversation. They're just trying to get under the skin of people who are saying, like, Donald Trump took a bullet because he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but this effort by the DNC to label Trump and
some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird.
They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style that he brings, weird policies.
Let's start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
The Democrats' policy, our strategy, and I don't know if they're going to stick with it because I haven't heard anybody calling anybody weird after, like, people just looked like this isn't going to hit. But it was to call J.D. Vance weird. And I think this really took off after the cat lady comments resurfaced. And one of the things that kind of blows my mind is that there was a rally of some sort. I think it was the one that Shapiro was speaking at. There was a lady dressed herself as a cat and was like meowing at the reporter and be like, I got your crazy cat lady right here. Meow, meow. And I'm like, but you're going to call us weird. I don't know. Whenever you make the weird normal, then what was once normal becomes weird. And I think that's what it is.
It's there's a contingency of people that get really upset when you make fun of Kamala's laugh or bring up something about her personally. But that is literally exactly what the Democrats are doing to J.D. Vance. They're trying to make it personal about him, not about policy, just about how do you feel about him? We're going to try to shape that and make it weird.
Yeah.
You got another one?
I got one more here, and this is from the White Dudes for Kamala.
I'm so glad she has made freedom the theme of her campaign, because I think in so many ways that's what's at stake. And yes, women's freedom is exhibit A after Donald Trump demolished the right to choose. But of course, men are also more free in a country where we have a president who stands up for things like access to abortion care.
Yeah, I've been saying.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're coming out and saying it.
Yeah.
Nothing like completely and totally consequence-free sex for both men and women. And now, men, you can get your non-committal woman pregnant and give her $300, and you are completely off the hook. The baby, on the other hand, on the hook.
Yep.
Thanks for saying it. Was that Pete Buttigieg?
That was Pete Buttigieg, yeah. Mayor Pete.
Yeah. You ready to do the B?
Ready.
I think they're ready for the B. Let's go. Play the sound.
The bee or not the bee.
These are, of course, a bunch of headlines. Some of them are real headlines. Some of them are from the Babylon Bee, which would be satire. You got to tell me which ones are which. First, Donald Trump will destroy democracy, says party nominating candidate no one voted for.
That's the bee.
Yeah, it's the bee. Oh, yeah, if Trump gets in the White House, it's all over, stated Gail Quimble, a staffer for Kamala Harris. That's why we hand-selected a very special candidate outside the Democratic process in order to beat him. Democracy itself depends on it. When reached for response, Kamala Harris said, democracy is important. America is a democracy. It begins with a D, just like donut.
Ends with anocracy.
We have to break democracy in order to save it. Ha 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 ha.
There's that cackle.
If that comes up in an article, you know it's the B. That is what they always do at the end of her quotes.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Next one. Did you mean donate to Kamala Harris? Google asks user searching for info on Trump.
I think that's real.
Oh, man. I know that's a real story, but the headline could be the B.
If you were to search Trump rally, it would show you results for Kamala Harris rallies.
Yeah.
So that story is true. Is this the B version? I'm going to say it's real.
This is the B version. Yeah. Yeah, because it's based on a lot of truth, though. Local internet surfer Dean Chamberlain was confused Monday after his Google search for donate to Trump campaign presented results for donate to Kamala Harris. Quote, did you mean donate to Kamala Harris because she's great? Google prompted the user. Confused, he went straight to Google support, but that didn't help either. Quote, having trouble finding out how to donate to Kamala Harris? A Google automated system asked him. Here are three relevant links to help you. All right, next story.
Sad because it's true.
Yeah, it's actually very close to the truth. Massachusetts replaces mother with person who gave birth.
Mm-hmm. Massachusetts.
I'm going to say real.
A blue state that elects Republican governors. No, that's Maryland.
That is Maryland.
Okay. The other M word up there. Hey, they can't identify Midwestern states, so leave me alone.
Wasn't Romney the governor of Massachusetts for a while, though?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
But right now, Hogan.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
That's Maryland.
Maryland.
I don't know. Real? I don't know. I don't know why this would be a fake story.
I think this is real.
Yeah, it is real. That's House brief. Bill 4750, which is said to ensure legal equality for parents, would update the state's general and gender laws establishing parentage, custody support. State House members passed the bill, listen to this, 156-0 before the state Senate approved it 40-0, replacing mother with person who gave birth.
So who's served by this?
I'm not sure.
And it replaces it for what?
For birth certificates. Person who gave birth, and then I can't remember what they said they were going to do for father, because I read several stories on this. But yeah, it's all over the place. It is real. And it's going to pass. I mean, it's on the governor's desk. Mm-hmm. So they will remove mother and father from birth certificates.
Oh, you guys feel like heroes?
Well, they finally done it.
I don't really feel like, I don't really, in my mind, see the pendulum swinging back to common sense on these things. I don't, you know, like, are our kids going to be like, you remember when our parents wouldn't even call mom, mother? Like, that is outrageous. I don't feel like this is something that comes back to where we get, I feel like this is lost. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, when you see that nobody voted against it, you're like, okay, I guess there's, I couldn't find anything other than they said, well, it's confusing if you have a same-sex couple, which one you call the mom. So we wanted to put which one gave birth. I'm like, okay, but you've been doing it for 20 years, so.
Can't you call them both mom?
I think so, but I don't know if it maybe has something to do with custody, maybe in the future. That's the only thing I could come up with from reading it.
I don't know.
Sodom and Gomorrah to set to host the 2028 Olympics.
I'm just...
You're assuming.
I'm assuming.
I didn't say that it was the
Well, hold on.
Yet.
Real.
According to sources, the Olympic Committee has sought to ensure that fun games between nations meant to promote peace and friendship also destroy the innocence of any viewers. Quote, if you're not sexualizing someone who's just trying to watch his country's swim team, what are you even doing? Asked marketing chair Steph Reginald.
Marketing director who?
Steph Reginald. It might be Reginald. Not sure. Next story.
It might be Reginois.
It is France. Mm. Free Palestine singer Kalani also wants to free Hawaii.
From whom? Us?
I mean, these are good questions.
I've been planning to go to Hawaii for a year. In a year.
Uh-huh.
Are we in trouble?
Well.
Am I on the good side
or
the bad side?
You might want to ask her.
I presume I'm on the bad side.
Because this is a real story.
What?
According to R&B singer Kehlani, who used her platform on NPR to push a lot of radical policies, Hawaii and Guam are now under assault.
From whom?
The self-defined Queers for Palestine advocate did not address who was oppressing Hawaii or Guam.
We don't even need to have an oppressor anymore. Just know that you're oppressed. Trust me.
That's.
Hey, guess what? I feel oppressed. And I don't feel comfortable naming names.
Well, hopefully by the time you get to Hawaii, this issue's been resolved.
Yeah.
Because somebody is really oppressing
by
Hawaii.
By then, they might even be able to identify the oppressor. It'll probably be me. What's going on in June of 2021?
Marchers with the Hawaii flag as Annie gets off the plane. He's like, go back to America.
Maybe yeah. You shouldn't go. Plausible deniability.
I'm going.
No, you shouldn't, because then you can say, I've never even been to Hawaii. How could I oppress Hawaii?
I don't think that's a requirement.
No.
I don't think their rules, they'd be like, well, you've got a good point there. And they would just
they'd back off
it.
Based on that solid logic.
I will be taking time off in June of next year. Just a heads up to everybody for when the biggest news week of 2025 will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in June. And for all the people who say I take off all the time, that's like I have Christmas and then June. Those are my days.
Well, hopefully we will know who the next president is by then. If
maybe
we're
not.
Still counting by then.
Maybe not.
Oh, man.
We're still waiting to find out who Hawaii went for. That's why I'm going there.
Americans thankful that socialist rigging elections only happens in Venezuela. According to numerous U.S. citizens, socialist cheating in elections and undercutting the will of the people is an unimaginable abomination. Over 98% of Americans polled say they are incredibly grateful that it could never happen in America. Oh yeah, it's absolutely tragic what's going on down there, said Steve Gannon, an American citizen. I'm so glad we live in a country where socialists would never dare to steal elections. I mean, imagine if one of our political parties were to harvest ballots, insist on non-citizens voting, use underhanded methods to secure an election, and brand anyone questioning voting integrity an extreme conspiracy theorist, all in the name of safe and secure elections.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah. The reason why the bee hits it on the nail on the head so often is because they're so close to the truth. They just say it with their tongue in their cheek.